ROBLA School District Bond Measure K to better integrate school facilities with the academic program, increase access to modern technology, improve school safety and security, replace portable classrooms with permanent construction, modernize classroom interiors to meet 21st century needs, construct a new school to relieve overcrowding, and qualify the district to receive state grants. Shall ROBLA School District be authorized to issue $29,800,000 in bonds at legal interest rates, with annual audits, an independent citizens oversight committee, and no money for administrator salaries? Approval of Measure K does not guarantee that the proposed project or projects in the ROBLA School District that are the subject of bonds under Measure K will be funded beyond the local revenues generated by Measure K. The school district's proposal for the project or projects may assume the receipt of matching state funds, which could be subject to appropriation by the legislature or approval of a statewide bond measure. Ed. Code 15122.5 Impartial analysis of Measure K prepared by County Council. Measure K, if approved by the voters, would allow the ROBLA School District, to incur bonded indebtedness up to a maximum amount of $29.8 million. The proceeds from the issuance and sale of such general obligation bonds could only be used for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for school facilities. No funds derived from bond sales may be used for general school operating expenses, including administrator and teacher salaries, or for any purpose or project other than those expressly stated in the measure. Measure K lists the school facility improvement projects within the district intended to be financed by bond sales. To assure that funds are spent only as specified in the measure, Measure K requires 1. The appointment of a Citizens Oversight Committee, and 2. Completion of annual independent performance and financial audits. If Measure K is passed, the actual dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold would be governed by the district based on the need for construction funds and other factors. If Measure K is approved, the tax rates necessary for payment of principal and interest on any bonds sold will be largely dictated by the timing of the bond sales, the amount sold at a given sale, market interest rates at the time of each sale, although in no event greater than the maximum bond interest rate allowed by law, as well as actual assessed valuation of taxable property in the district over the term of repayment. Passage of Measure K requires approval by 55% of the voters voting thereon. Full text of Measure K. Full text ballot proposition of the ROBLA School District Bond Measure. Election for November 4, 2014. Introduction to better integrate school facilities with the academic program, increase access to modern technology, improve school safety and security, replace portable classrooms with permanent construction, modernize classroom interiors to meet 21st century needs, construct a new school to relieve overcrowding, and qualify the district to receive state grants. Shall ROBLA School District be authorized to issue $29,800,000 in bonds at legal interest rates, with annual audits, an independent citizens oversight committee, and no money for administrator salaries? Project list. The Board of Trustees of the ROBLA School District certifies that it has evaluated the district's urgent and critical school needs in developing the scope of projects to be funded. In developing the scope of projects, the district has prioritized the projects so that the most critical school site needs are addressed first. The board conducted an evaluation at all school sites and received public input in developing the scope of capital projects to be funded by the bonds. The proceeds of general obligation bonds approved at this election would be applied to various capital improvements throughout the Ravla School District, would be independent funding for the district, would help ensure that district students are provided with facilities and equipment of the highest quality, would permit district students to compete equitably among themselves and with students at surrounding school districts, and would not be subject to control by the state of California. Funds from the Ravla School District General Obligation Bond Measure of 2014 may be used at all existing district school sites to better integrate school facilities with the district's academic program, increase access to modern technology, improve student safety on school grounds, provide lighting upgrades, improve health and safety conditions in existing educational facilities and on school grounds, replace portable classrooms with permanent facilities, modernize classroom interiors to meet 21st century needs, create additional enrollment capacity, furnish and equip facilities constructed or improved with bond proceeds, renovate classrooms, increase compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, and generally provide facility enhancements to meet future educational demands of district students. Specific projects include constructing, renovating, remodeling, equipping, and furnishing labs and learning environments to accommodate enhanced curriculum, technical and project-based activities, and physical spaces that enable improved programs for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math education, reconfiguring, renovating, and modernizing classroom interiors to 21st century standards, including upgraded furnishings, fixtures, and equipment designed to transform the functionality of learning spaces, constructing, renovating, remodeling, equipping and furnishing a library/student resource center and support facilities, providing infrastructure and technology to better serve students in the digital age and increase their academic achievement, making repairs to protect the community's long-term investment in school facilities, including fixing leaky roofs, repairing damaged pavement, and replacing substandard security gates, replacing portable classrooms with permanent classrooms to reduce increasing annual maintenance and repair costs, constructing, renovating, remodeling, equipping, and furnishing improvements to play areas and restrooms, constructing, equipping, and furnishing school facilities as permitted, including constructing, equipping and furnishing new school facilities, making lease payments, and acquiring leased facilities, addressing unforeseen conditions revealed during construction/modernization activities, e.g., plumbing or gas line breaks, dry rot, seismic or structural concerns, removal of asbestos, etc., and performing necessary site work in connection with new construction or renovation, and fund deferred maintenance as permitted by law, listed building, repair, and rehabilitation projects and upgrades will be completed as needed. Each project is assumed to include its share of furniture, equipment, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, program/project management, staff trading expenses, and a customary contingency for unforeseen design and construction costs. No administrator salaries. Proceeds from the sale of the bonds authorized by this proposition shall be used only for the acquisition, construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of facilities, and not for any other purpose, including pensions, teacher and school administrator salaries and other operating expenses. Fiscal accountability. The expenditure of bond money on these projects is subject to stringent financial accountability requirements. By law, performance and financial audits will be performed annually, and all bond expenditures will be monitored by an independent Citizens Oversight Committee. Education Code Section 15278 at SEQ. To ensure that funds are spent as promised and specified, the Citizens Oversight Committee must include, among others, representatives of a bona fide taxpayers association, a business organization, and a senior citizens organization. No district employees or vendors are allowed to serve on the Citizens Oversight Committee. Tax rate statement and election will be held in the Robla School District, the district, on November 4, 2014, to authorize the sale of up to $29,800,000 in bonds of the district to finance school facilities, as described in the measure. Principal and interest on the bonds will be payable from the proceeds of tax levies made upon the taxable property in the district. The following information is provided in compliance with Sections 9400 to 9404 of the Elections Code of the State of California. 1. The best estimate of the tax which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue during the first fiscal year after the sale of the first series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $30 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2015-16. 2. The best estimate of the tax which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue during the first fiscal year after the sale of the last series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $30 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2031-32. 3. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $30 per $100,000. Voters should know that the estimated tax rates are based on the assessed value of taxable property on the county's official tax rolls, not on the property's market value. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. Attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon the district's projections and estimates only, which are not binding upon the district. The actual tax rates and the years in which they will apply may vary from those presently estimated, due to variations from these estimates in the timing of bond sales, the amount of bonds sold and market interest rates at the time of each sale, and actual assessed valuations over the term of repayment of the bonds. The dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the district based on the need for construction funds and other factors. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold will depend on the bond market at the time of each sale. Actual future assessed valuation will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the district, as determined by the county assessor, in the annual assessment and the equalization process. Dated July 7, 2014 /Ruben Reyes, Superintendent Robla School District. Argument in favor of Measure K. Your yes vote on Measure K will have a lasting, positive impact on our children's schools and on our community. Measure K will improve our neighborhood schools. Ensuring a good education for all our children is of paramount importance. We need to make sure our children have the tools they need to succeed in the 21st century. Given the changes to the workplace, education, and the availability of modern technology, we need to modernize and equip our schools to better prepare students for high school and future careers. Measure K will improve neighborhood schools and protect the community's investment in facilities by fixing leaky roofs and upgrading safety and security systems, upgrade infrastructure and technology to better prepare students for high school and future careers, replace portable facilities with permanent classrooms to reduce increasing annual maintenance and repair costs, construct a new school to relieve overcrowding, and qualify the district for $10 million in state matching grants. Measure K makes financial sense. As taxpayers, we all agree in the importance of our children's education and the value of quality schools. Measure K will make the district eligible for approximately $10 million in state matching funds. Make repairs now instead of putting them off into the future, when they will only cost more, and be used only to improve our children's schools, not to pay teacher or administrator salaries. By law, taxpayer safeguards are in place. Measure K will establish a citizens' oversight committee to protect taxpayer funds and require annual independent audits on all Measure K expenditures. Measure K will maintain our schools as a focal point of our community and add to the value of our homes. Invest in our community's future by voting yes on Measure K. S/Craig Deluce, Robles School Board President S/Leo Lujan, retired engineer/community activist S/Mary Ann Lujan, community activist S/Carissa Stockard, teacher S/Diana Vakulichik, parent. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure K was filed. No argument against Measure K was filed.